producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, with a focus on things that we do in this hour. Kenny Kessler and I that are aimed at giving you more information, in-depth, coverage. Coverage sounds sort of pedantic, Kenny, when people say, we'll have continuing coverage of this important story, news, breaking news. Donald Trump has a broken toenail. Film at 11 or some other nonsense like that. The country is in a very interesting, I was going to say precarious when I started, but I don't think that I feel like it's precarious. I think interesting probably isn't a strong enough word. If I asked you, Kenny, to give me a word that described either the mood of the country or where you thought the country was right now, just pull a word, the first word that comes to your mind out of the air.
Weary.
Weary. Wow. What a great word. We are weary of. Okay, let's go to the next part of the sentence. Ken Kessler says the country is weary of, and now fill in the rest of the sentence.
Politics as usual.
Politics as usual. Okay. So how does that, let's probe that for a second. How does that apply to the whether it's the political situation we find ourselves in, that is, who's running for the presidency, who's running for office, who's in office, how that affects what goes on in the country. I'm sort of elaborating or going up the ladder because I think that it is far deeper than just, and I know your information, the stuff that we talk about all the time, and your inference probably goes deeper than just the election cycle, the business of who's running for what office, and the news media covering every superficial artificiality, any statement that's been made by anybody, whether it's Donald Trump, although that seems to be between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, that seems to be the approach that the news media takes. But it doesn't make any difference whether it's national or regional, local, the implications of the weariness come about in different ways that the public is now more dealing with than ever, I think. An example of that is the situation with the police in so many communities around the country. Now, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I know you pretty well. And when I hear you're weary, you've been working all night, and many times at this point in the day, you are weary. Are you weary of the work that you've been doing, or are you weary of what you've read over and over and over again as you put a lot of the nuance of this program together?
I don't know that I'm weary. I mean, I see a lot of the, you know, the same things again, outrage over something Donald Trump said, right. Lindsey Graham drops out of the race, who cares?
Yeah.
Down, you know, from the national level down to like Baltimore and the mistrial,
yeah,
that happened last week. And now it seems like a lot of the news media are just waiting for the riots to happen, and mm-hmm. They're not.
Almost encouraging the riot. Never mind.
Yeah.
Wait. They're almost encouraging the riots to happen.
Yeah.
That's what's so outrageous about. You're right. I think you hit the nail on the head. It isn't just the political stuff that I find myself being weary of. And all of the repetition, as you're suggesting, of the same thing happening over and over again because we have such bad leadership. Is the leadership bad because we as the public, we as the electorate, are doing a bad job of choosing? Or do we, there are people who say, well, we don't really have a choice because these people are anointed by the various parties. And to a point, there is truth in that, because the parties, as we're seeing right now, are much more interested in themselves than they are you and me and trying to serve the needs of the public. They're serving their own needs and desires and their own system, their own situation, which is crippling. It's actually corrupt. The system is so corrupt. And if you look across the board, that corruption is part of the scene everywhere. To go back to Baltimore again, the corruption that is obvious from the mayor to the police chief to the police themselves. Who in the world would live in a city or stand for a city that has a police force that basically refuses to do its job because they're, they don't like the mayor and they don't think she supports them and they don't think the public supports them, Well, if that's that, I mean, how corrupt is that, that you have how many millions, hundreds of millions of dollars probably running that police department? It takes, I'm sure, a couple hundred million bucks to run that police department a year. Or maybe not a couple of hundred million bucks. I'm thinking about the budget of my community that I live in, small town, 70,000 people, $250 million a year to run the town. And of that, there's probably $40 million that goes to the police. So multiply Baltimore's, I'm thinking, three or four times. Yeah, so that's a couple hundred million bucks isn't outrageous. And yet, the murder rate, the kinds of crimes that are going on in Baltimore continue to escalate, and it doesn't seem like there's any leadership there to handle the problem, to fix the problem. And I think that sort of thing, as you back across the country, because of the plight of minorities and the way, again, the news media covers the stories, I'm philosophically so opposed to the way we get our news now, or much of it anyway, or maybe a better way of putting it is the way that the mainstream news media tries to report on things, because you find, as we dig around and look more, thanks to our devices that we have today, you can learn a whole lot if you do digging on your own. And so what we've done here is invite reporter Kenny Burns to give us an update on the situation in Baltimore with the hung jury. Is there going to be a retrial of this officer who last week wasn't acquitted? He was just told, go home and we'll try you later. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe the guy doesn't get retried. Maybe the city's going to be so tired of all of this at some point in time that this fella gets a pass, whether that's fair or not. More of the kind of corruption that we're talking about here and the things that people are wary about. So without further ado, on the Good Day program, we'll have, well, there is a little further ado because we have a couple of announcements for you. And then Kenny Burns discusses the situation in Baltimore here on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, now 16 and change past the hour, we're all fairly familiar with what has been going on in Baltimore since I'm trying to go back to the exact date when Freddie Gray was killed. Kenny Burns is a reporter with WYPR in Baltimore. He's joining us to give us an update on how the people of Baltimore have been reacting to the hung jury. Ken, when was this? When did we first start talking about this? I'm trying to remember when the event took place.
Well, the arrest took place on the 12th. He died on the 19th. And then the actual unrest or the riot took place on the 27th, right after.
Of what month?
April.
Last April. Okay, so it's not a year, but it's been plenty of time for things to settle down. But Baltimore really hasn't settled down, has it? It doesn't seem to be. When you read some of the things that are in the national media about how horrible the police are doing in their jobs and how many crimes are going unsolved and how many people are getting shot, it sounds like a place not to live.
It's really a mixed bag. Yes, the crime is up. There's no denying that. We're about to have, well, actually, we do have more than 300 homicides for the first time since the 90s. But directly related to the trial, there was some protest, but not the widespread stuff that we've seen that week after he died.
Yeah. All right. So then this fellow who was tried, the mistrial, hung jury, whatever it is, he can be retried at what point? After all the rest of them? They're trying them all individually. So what the heck? How long would it take for this fellow to stand back up at bat again?
That's the big question, and part of the problem is there's a gag order on all of the cases, so no one can really talk until after the last one, which is scheduled for that first week in March. You could push the timeline back and try him over again. You could tack him on the end. You could even give him a deal, but for right now, we do not know, or at least the Maryland judiciary has not given any indication on if there's going to be a retrial or a rescheduling of any of these trials at this point.
You gotta be a fool to take a deal. I mean, he played his cards and won. He should do it again.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
All right, so what's it like to live? You live in the city proper? Where do you live, Kenny?
I live in the city, Doug.
All right, so what's it like to live in the city of Baltimore these days?
Honestly, it's just like any other day. A lot of the crime, particularly the homicides, those are more centralized, for a lack of better terms. It's not widespread.
And a lot it of happens in certain part of. Is it black crime on black, or is it black crime on white? White on black? What's the source of all of that?
Baltimore's a majority black city, so of course it's going to be majority black on black. But a lot of it is either gang related or drug related.
Mm-hmm. So the police are not really doing much to investigate things. At least that's what the story seems to be. The mayor is ineffective. The police commissioner.
That's a good question I have for Kenny, because she was very controversial. What are people saying about Marilyn Mosby, Kenny?
People, quite honestly, they're glad she's not running for re-election. She was in trouble before she made the decision not to run for re-election. She has not made a lot of friends.
No, it doesn't sound like she's very effective. Doesn't sound like she knows even what the heck she's doing. All right, Kenny, thanks for the update. Kenny Burns, reporter in Baltimore for us here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Old $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time now for our Christmas star of the day. We're happy to have with us Rebecca Angel. Check out her website, RebeccaAngel.net. We start with a song in harmony. It's not a Christmas song. One that Rebecca co-wrote with her father, Dennis Angel. Appears on his album, Timeless Grooves. Rebecca's been performing and recording for her father's jazz band for the past 5 years or so. She's wrapping up a semester at Ithaca College. She's a jazz vocal major. She's got a new single, which she co-wrote with her her father. That's just out. There are some really kind of cool things here. I love this reality, Rebecca, Frank, that you work so closely with your dad. Do you remember the first time you ever sang or were in a place where you could sing either to yourself or publicly?
I've been singing as long as I can remember, really. You know, since I was a toddler, probably. But the first time I really sang in front of an audience was when I was 13, and that was at my bat mitzvah. And it was just one of the greatest experiences, and I decided from then on, like, I just wanted to be on stage, and I wanted to be performing and singing.
So do people ask you when they hear you're going to be a jazz vocal major and be a musician, do they ask you whether there's going to be an opportunity? Do you have a career potential? What's the job market like for somebody who's going to school in your major?
Well, I think that it's always changing, you know. Musicians, sometimes, you know, you either make it huge or you don't make it at all, or there's a big in-between as well. And I think that a lot of people just don't realize that, you know, there are careers in music and that it's possible to do anything if you really want to do it.
Brothers and sisters, are they interested in this?
I have two older sisters, and no, neither of them are musical, but I get it from my dad and his brothers who all grew up playing instruments. So
are you the apple of your father's eye?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. So do you ever go perform with him? You've recorded with him, but do you go out in public and do gigs with him and the group that he plays with?
Yeah, actually, I have a performance tomorrow at the Metropolitan Room, and I'm going to be playing with his band. So that'll be really fun, exciting.
Now,
but yeah, I do play with him when I come home from school in New York City. So.
Okay, so you have a an album that has my favorite time of year on it. Do you have Christmas songs per se, or are they songs that are just for the time of the year? What do we have that we can find at RebeccaAngel.net?
So my favorite time of the year is a single release. But on my website, I have all the songs that I've done up until this point. And so I'm going to keep adding, you know, as I record more and perform more and put up YouTube videos from live performances. But yeah, I have everything that I've done so far since about 2010. So
what are you most proud of?
I'd have to say this song because, you know, we recorded it in 2010 and then we revisited it this year because we thought it had a lot of potential. So we worked really hard on creating it and making it new and exciting. So
that's sweet. All right. So here we go. We'll finish our conversation by listening to Rebecca sing My Favorite Time of Year. Again, congratulations. Good luck with the debut concert performance tomorrow in New York City.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you have a bright future. You have a nice way about you. I hope that you have a wonderful new year and that the career goes exactly on the trajectory you want it to. Rebecca Angel, RebeccaAngel.net here on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And I have Greg Stebbin, who is our technology reporter. He also is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Focus this week on drone registration, as many of them will be sold and put into operation this week. The FAA says if you've got one, you better register it. So why is it important, other than the obvious, or maybe we need to explain the obvious to some people, Greg, as to why this makes good sense? Or maybe, in your opinion, does it make good sense?
Yeah, you know, that's
maybe not.
I'm a tech guy, you know, so
yes.
I'm not a political guy and I'm not a public policy guy. But I mean, clearly you can look at what drones are capable of and even just talk to Rich about his new drone. And you can say, well, there's probably some safety issues here. There's probably some privacy issues here. Whether they should be regulated by the government or not is, you know, someone else's domain. But there's clearly a need for public education around drones. And I think that's part of the intent here, is just to make drone owners stop and think before they fly their drones. These things can be dangerous. These things can get in the way of other aircraft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this the best way to accomplish that? I don't know. But clearly,
I'm just going to keep them from getting in the way of other aircraft just because you're registered. That doesn't mean enough to keep them away from
people will think about the. That's all I'm saying. I'm not arguing for it. I'm just saying if you go to the website, there's an effort there to educate you that, you know, these are the problems your drone could cause. And if you take the time, a minute or two, to read the website, you might stop and go, oh, yeah, I really don't want to cause my neighbor who has a small airplane from crashing.
I was just in the hobby shop a couple of weeks ago. My son and I were up there to get a cable. And the owner of the shop is showing us some of the higher-end drones, you know, $1,000 type thing.
Sure.
And these things, the more you spend, the smarter the computer is inside them. So once you start getting up to around $700-800, the computer inside of it knows we live within 5 miles of Dulles Airport. And it says, uh-oh, you're in a restricted zone. I cannot fly over 350 feet. And the drone will actually stop itself.
How far can you go? What's the farthest any drone has gone?
Within 5 miles of an airport, you cannot go over 400 feet.
Up. What's the capability of these things? Can they go 1,000, 2,000, 10,000?
No, your range probably
is
going to
be some limit.
Yeah, because the radio you're using to control it, and then most of these higher end ones, once it gets out of control of out of range of the radio, it will say, uh oh, I've lost connection with my radio. I need to go back home, and it remembers where it came
from. Right. So, Greg, is this something that will, if you register your drone, you're going to be A-okay no matter what size the drone is. Everybody's going to, who has a drone, no matter what they're doing with it, needs to register it.
Yeah, there is the weight limits are between half a pound and 55 pounds. If you have a drone that weighs less than half a pound, you don't have to register it, or over 55 pounds, you have to register it by paper, and that's probably commercial. To Rich's point about, you know, the more you spend, the smarter your drone, there's predictions that on Christmas Day between 400,000 and a million people would get drones. Most of them are not going to be smart $800 drones.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some intelligence here, and if it's not in the drone, hopefully it's in the humans. Right. And
but if
you're
looking for intelligence, why are they bringing the government into it?
Well, that's my point. I'm not arguing for drone registration, but I am saying that this is clearly a device that
Hands can be a problem in the right hands, but then it's kind of like guns. We ought to have.
That's exactly. I've been waiting for the comparison to gun registration.
Yeah. There you got it here.
By the way,
Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine.
$5 to register.
All right, 51 after the hour.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
43 past the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen here musing somewhat about some of the things that are on people's minds, and listening to Greg Stebbin, the conversation about drones, what you do with your drones, how you register your drones, if you register your drones. Have you had any feeling that you ought to own a drone, Kenny?
I've had no interest, really.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how many people, Rich, as he was suggesting, there's got like three of them, and he's determined to teach his son how to use them so that he can become a millionaire and being a pilot of drones, because that's the future. I'm looking across the zone, just for the heck of it, all I did was put drone into my search bar, and when you do that, there's a pro drone website called the GoPro. This is, I think, a particular type of drone. I'm looking at the quadcopter, which costs $59. The Parrot Bebop drone that costs $549. The Atlas Professional Mapping drone that costs $32,000. The Ready to Fly QAV drone, $494. The Striker Zone, that's $66. There are so many different types of drones that are available. Look at the size and the shape. This is an amazing business that's being created here. I mean, the different types. I had no idea, because I'm like you. I don't really have much interest. There are those people that are using them for just their own enjoyment. There are people that are using them for business. You hear all the stories about Amazon are going to use drones. But the thing that popped up in my mind in a conversation with a lady in my life, the conversation which I'm sure has come to the forefront with a lot of people, is the potential use of drones by terrorists. Am I being irresponsible by even bringing it up here, or is it something that many of you have thought about? If they can be so easily flown here, there, and everywhere, now you're going to license them. So that's how many people, if there are 8 million of these things flying around right now, who's going to police, unless they shoot them down, whether you've registered your drone or you haven't registered your drone? And you think the terrorists are going to register their drones? They can have if you can buy a drone here, for $1,000, you can probably get a decent one. I'm looking at all of these various drones that came up on my screen. You can buy a drone for $1,000. You don't think you can put something in that, or $2,000 or $3,000, whatever it is. You can put all kinds of stuff in that and have it fly into a stadium, let's say, or fly into a place, a highway, a four-way traffic stop where there's lots of cars parked. Anything. Enough to stir the pot, so that we have, once again, a fear footing in our country, or who knows, it could be used any number of places. You see, the whole thing is so out of whack, and here we are in the Christmas season. I don't feel satiated when it comes to the peace on earth and goodwill toward men message that I feel I want to powerfully present to people who are listening to this radio program. I can ignore all of these thoughts. I can ignore all these realities. Maybe that's what I need to do, because maybe in this circumstance, what is my reality and maybe even your reality doesn't necessarily have to be the next person's reality. And if we change, I'm not trying to engage in doublespeak here, but if we engage enough in changing our thoughts, does it change our reality? It may change our reality, but does it change their reality? Their reality being the people who would like to disrupt things, not only in our country, but all around the planet. And so one wonders, if you believe that I am right when it comes to thoughts or things, because I say that all the time, we are beings that are so powerful, we never really realize. You hear the old expression, you only use 10% of your brain, 90% of it goes unused. I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure that we don't use our brains to the extent that we ought to, because we like opiates, which are drugs. We like alcohol, which somehow they tend to, the use of these various alcoholic beverages, they tend to dull our mind, because many of us think that life's realities are unbearable. It's so unpleasant to have, and you fill in the blank, whatever it is. You don't like your job, so rather than do something about it, you stay there and complain. You don't like your relationship, so you stay in it and you complain. You don't like your car, so you keep the car instead of getting another car. Or you come up with something, well, I can't afford another car. You can manifest anything that you want to. And I think the collective consciousness is strong enough. And at this time of year, as we are thinking these peaceful thoughts, the wonder of Christmas, the wonder of how we get along with each other. I will tell you, it's taken me until, I think this week, maybe even yesterday, I had some horrible business news in the last 24 hours. Really devastating business news. And it knocked me on my butt for a few hours, and then I started thinking about how I could do what I was doing differently and better and actually come out of it in a way that is much much better than what my reality is now. And it took me being booted by these two entities that I do business with, who are sort of in cahoots with each other. It took me having them tell me that they weren't going to do things the way they used to do them to get me to start thinking about, okay, how can I get around this? I certainly am not the type to give up, and I don't mean that to pound my own chest, but I don't. I don't give up on anything. If I feel it's important and worthwhile, man, I'm there and I'm at it. And in this circumstance, this radio program is very important, not only to me, but to the hundreds of radio stations that carry it. If I had taken to heart what these two people, these two companies told me, I would maybe give up. I would maybe say, you know what, it's not worth it anymore. I can't do it. It's too difficult, yada, yada, yada. But you know what? I don't feel that way. I feel like this effort is worthwhile. I have, if it's just self-serving, there's very little that I can imagine enjoying more than being on the air with people who listen to me for 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. I enjoy it thoroughly. And plus the fact we present an alternative, we present a service, we present things that are of value to a lot of people around the country. We have 3, maybe 4 million people listen to this program a week, and it's an independently produced show that has no connection to any big organized religion, no big organized company. As a matter of fact, as you can listen to it, you can hear that it's pretty disorganized sometimes. But yet there's a hum that it has. This is the 28th year of me producing this Good Day program, along with Kenny, who's been with me for a long time, and all the other folks that you hear on the air with me. And so I think the positive thoughts of how well we've worked together excuse me, over the years, and I figure it's worth the effort to just change. And I think the reason I'm bringing that up is because with all of you, you can change your approach to things. Think about the new year as you, in this next week or so, do the same drivelly thing that the news media will have you do. What's your New Year's resolution? Well, perhaps what you ought to do is resolve to do things a different way this year. Throw away. Last night we broke some things down on pieces of paper that were about releasing, what do we want to change? And then what do we want to anticipate? What do we want to get rid of in our lives, and what do we want to bring into our lives? Maybe that's a good exercise for you. You can continue to complain and be the problem, or you can fix the problem by addressing whatever you in the good tool that you have in your mind. Use it. Use more of your brain cells. Use more of your brain power. Use more of the power of free will, and change your reality. Change the situation. So for the new year, why not just think to yourself, this is going to be a better year, and here's how. I'm not just the idle words, it's going to be a good year, but figure out how you're going to make it a good year. And maybe that'll help you. I hope you're inspired to do that work. 51 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Entering a sleigh, the wearer waives any and all rights to any previous identity, real or implied, and fully accepts the duties and responsibilities of Santa Claus in perpetuity until such time that wearer becomes unable to do so by either accident or design.
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
All the brightly colored paper lies around the Christmas tree.
Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
He's smart.
I'm pretty convinced $1 million doesn't exist.
It's not so fast. How do you get on the genius?
He's sexier than my grandpa.
Christmas Will Return by Brenda Russell and Howard Hewitt. And no relation to Hugh Hewitt. From the movie The Santa Claus. Number one movie during the Christmas season of 1994. I don't care much for the music, but I think the movie itself is kind of cute, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
What I remember about it? Yeah, right. I was watching last night for a few minutes the Tim Allen Santa Claus movie. We watched it for a few minutes. It looks like really stupid.
No, it's fun.
Let go every now and then, dude. But I just don't get what's funny about a guy showing his underpants laying around in a.
Oh my God, you're so stiff.
Thank you. I'm not stiff at all. I think I. I'm so stiff.
How in the world do you love Mel Brooks movies but can't?
I do love
find
Mel
anything
movies.
Funny about the Santa
Absolutely
Claus.
Absolutely love Mel Brooks movies because they're actually funny.
You see Tim Allen jumping around in a sleigh. It just didn't, I thought they, by the way, the reindeer that they built for this, they were actually kind of cool. I thought that was a good
thing. They were real, Dudley.
No, they weren't real.
You have to believe.
Merry Christmas.
Come on now, man.
All right. More movie news in a moment on Good Day. 56 past the hour.
Good Lord. I guess I'm going to play this here.
We have a couple of commercials there, Richie?
No, as a matter of fact, I
did. Oh, we don't. Yeah. You're too big.
Yeah, yeah, I can
take
do this.
Taking shots at me.
It doesn't want to play, but here we go.
Take a play card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
The thought for the day today comes from actress Barbara Billingsley, who would have been 100 years old today. She said, quote, "Don't think your dreams don't come true, because they do. You better be careful what you wish for." How often have you heard that? I've heard that from somebody very close to me any number of times. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
Acknowledging that thoughts are things. Because they are. Thoughts are your dreams. And you put them into your mind, into the subconscious. How do you think a lot of these people who are great musicians or people who write books or people who come up with movie scripts and ideas for movies, where do you think those ideas come from? There's a seed of information that is planted in their minds, and the stuff just keeps working around and around. Most of the people who do this effectively will tell you, they get up in the middle of the night, and it's because they have been dreaming, maybe subconsciously, and it wakes them, it startles them to the point, it wakes them up, and so they go to wherever it is that they go to write. Some of the best movie scripts, people will tell you, are written in the middle of the night. Some people that do this for a living,
wow,
they do it at nighttime. They don't do it in the daytime.
Nowadays, it's because they're watching reruns of some 80s TV show, and that's where the movie ideas come from today.
Maybe, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. Enjoy
the idea.
Back in the 70s, that's where they
came. Thoughts are things, yeah. But look at the, maybe it's because, if you look around at some of the movies that are around today, and they just don't seem to be as good quality-wise as the old movies. Is that because we don't have as good an ability to...
Sure they are. The Star Wars was great. And,
but there are a lot of movies.
The Martian was great.
That suck. Yeah, but there are a lot of movies that suck.
Merry Christmas, Doug Steph.
No, I'm just saying. I'm talking about the ideas and where they come from.
Right.
Not necessarily what comes out of the pipe.
Santa Claus sucks. Movies today suck.
I didn't say, where does it
suck.
Say the Santa Claus movie sucked? Yeah, it did. But not Santa Claus. I love Santa Claus. I still believe in Santa Claus.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.